واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام. Dear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom you ask each other through. Meaning whenever we ask each other, whenever we are imploring somebody, we have the habit of bringing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the picture and asking him using his name. It's not common in many cultures, but in Arabic, in Arab culture, it's very common to say something along the lines of Billahi alayk, or I implore you in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Urdu, in Pakistan, in India, Khuda ke waste, you know, Allah ke waste. So we use the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose name you use to ask each other with. And wal arham. Fear al arham. Fear the relationships. What is the relationship? The family structure, which is something which has been belittled in this day and age. Whereas if a person really thinks about what the family is the fabric of society. If the family breaks up, the society breaks up. If there is no family, then there is no society. If we look at the majority of people who commit crimes and so on, the majority of them, these criminals, will come from broken homes, broken families. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, وَاتَّقُوا الْأَرْحَامِ. Fear the arham and make sure that you fulfill the relationships. Make sure you maintain good relationships. Make sure you are good to your relatives. One of the questions I get frequently asked is, can you give zakat to your relatives? And the Prophet ﷺ said that if a person gives zakat to his relatives, he's actually getting a double reward. One reward for actually giving the zakat, and one reward for maintaining good relationships. Okay, so you can give zakat to your relatives, your brothers, your sisters, your nephews. Of course, if they are needy and if they are capable of getting the zakat, you're allowed to give to them. But you cannot give to your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, and children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. So if you have needy relatives, then you can give them the zakat, and this will be a form of maintaining good relationships. And you don't even have to tell them that the zakat is being given to them. You can give them with the intention of zakat, but you don't have to tell them. So maintaining good relationships is very, very important. And there are many, many countless hadith on this subject. And of course, on many occasions, it's difficult to maintain a good relationship with a person who is giving us a hard time from amongst our relatives. Somebody who basically just gives us a hard time whenever he visits or whenever we go to them. But if a person still maintains patience and sabr, this will be a means of reward for that patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for that patience and putting up with that kind of trouble that relative gives us, and still maintaining good relationships despite that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for that. Towards the end of section which we recited yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا مِثْلُهُمْ. Allah has revealed in the book that whenever you hear the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they are being rejected or they are being joked about, they are being ridiculed, فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ, don't sit with such people. If you do, don't sit with such people until they engage in some other discussion, in some other talk. And if you do, إِنَّكُمْ إِذَا مِثْلُهُمْ, if you continue to sit with them, then you are going to be like them. Meaning you are going to get the same sin as those people who are ridiculing the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are ridiculing Islam. So generally the tendency is, unless a person has strong iman and strong faith and strong conviction, that if a person is in any kind of gathering, he basically tries to be politically correct and basically just talks along the lines of the majlis that he's sitting in. And this is not appropriate for a Muslim, for a person who has iman, to be doing that. If a person is sitting in such a gathering, he should first and foremost try to speak out against what is being said against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, against the Quran, against the Prophet. If he cannot do that, then the very least he can do is get up and walk away. And more often than not, we as Muslims should not be part of such a group of people who have that tendency to ridicule Islam. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Al-mar'u 'ala dini khalili, falyanzur ahadukum man yufal." A person is on the religion of his friends. So each one of you should see who he is befriending. So we should look who is in our circle, who is in our friendship, who do we sit with, who do we stand with, who do we talk with, and that should be a reflection upon our own deen. Then that means we have that same kind of religion as the people that we are sitting and standing with. And Prophet ﷺ gave another beautiful example, which you may have heard before, that the example of a good friend is like a person who sits next to a person who is selling perfume. Okay, if you sit next to that person who is selling perfume, you will continue to benefit from the good smell all day long. And even if you don't get any perfume, you will come away from the shop smelling of perfume because you've been sitting in that environment of perfume. But if you have a bad friend, it's like having a friendship with a blacksmith. A person, Nafiqul Qeem, a person who operates the bellows and makes the fire go up where the foundry is, where people are working with metal, there is smoke and there is fire and there are sparks flying everywhere. So a person walks away from that full of soot and his clothes are dirty, he's sweaty and he's smelling of smoke and everything, and he goes home smelling really bad. So this is a beautiful example that the Prophet ﷺ gave of a good friend and a bad friend. So each one of us really should gauge our relationships, our friendships in this way, and we should try to minimize interaction with such people who would be ridiculing Islam. Otherwise we could be included among them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. And in the last ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the last ayah at the end of the fifth verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to do with your punishment? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mean by punishing you? Allah is not going to get anything out of punishing you. All He wants from you is إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. You should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you have iman. This is all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means. And a sign of iman is obviously do what you're supposed to be doing in terms of disobedience. It's not that big a deal. It's not that big an ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking. These small things and these small actions that we, you know, set out towards and try to complete, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for those. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is shakir. He is grateful for the fact that you are trying to do your best to please Him and to do and lead your life in His obedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for it and He will be grateful for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not want to punish you. He's not sitting there like a dictator just waiting for you to slip up so that He can send down a bolt of lightning and just punish you that way. This is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Allah wants us to be successful. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to succeed in this life and in the hereafter. And for that we have to just do something very simple, which is lead our life according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and according to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and stay away from the mass.